to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. This week's episode is one of the most important. We're talking about annihilation. And that's the theme. I'll explain it in more detail, but first, let me welcome you to the show. Thank you for watching or listening. You can catch other episodes at counterthink.com. But what do I mean by annihilation? We're talking about the ultimate end game, the real goal of those who are controlling the narratives, controlling the media, controlling the language through political correctness, controlling what you are able to see or hear or speak or think through the tech giants and the social media platforms. What you are seeing, what you are living through, and it's time that you really woke up to this, is a mind game to push humanity into annihilation. Understand that they, and I'll talk about who they are in a minute, they have no plans for most human beings to populate the planet for much longer. Everything that you are seeing, the extreme hatred being pushed against whites, the hatred against Christians, the welcoming of radical Islamic terrorism to overthrow Western civilization, the infanticide and the murder of babies, especially targeting black babies, and I'll talk about a stunning story in a minute about an Ohio Democrat that wanted to make black babies exempt from a pro-life law that would outlaw abortion once they have a heartbeat. This lawmaker wants black babies with heartbeats to be murdered, even if white babies are protected. I'm like, what? Yeah, this is what it has come to. Actual genocidal infanticide. But this just barely scratches the surface. Did you see The Good Fight on CBS All Access, which has a segment of an African-American young man talking about why they need to commit violence against all white people who are Trump supporters, who they call Nazis? This is all about annihilation. Understand that the globalists in charge of all of this, through the consolidation of media, of ideas, of TV programming, TV news, internet programming, everything, it's all about convincing you to destroy yourself and destroy other human beings. It's about turning humanity against itself, turning humanity into what I have long called a suicide cult, to convince humanity to annihilate itself. And we saw this recently with Bill Maher, who said, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's very close, he said that all humans need to die, in his opinion, that everybody needs to stop having children, and everybody needs to die, and the world needs to be depopulated of human beings. And I'm like, well, start with yourself, Bill. But, of course, these people who are pushing this agenda, they don't mean that it should apply to them. Just like Kamala Harris, she's an anti-gun, radical left-wing person, but she owns a gun. She admitted she owns a gun for self-defense, but she doesn't want you to have a gun. Well, Bill Maher thinks that everybody, every human should be killed, except him. It's never them, is it? It's always you. You give up your guns. You go jump off a cliff because they don't want humanity to survive. You take the vaccine shots that cause infertility. You eat the pesticides. You breathe the geoengineering chemtrails. You get brain cancer from the 5G cell towers. But they don't want themselves to be subjected to any of that. No, they eat organic. They take single-dose vaccines that don't have the chemical preservatives or the same adjuvants added to them. These people think that they are going to be the survivors who remain to rule the planet after they eliminate you. In their minds, well, they think you are an insect. They think that you are not even human, and this is why they don't mind destroying you. It's all about annihilation. And it's all about, by the way, it's tied to the rise of the Antichrist. It's tied to end times, Revelation, and the ending of human civilization as we know it today. I'll have much more straight ahead here on Counterthink. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Doing what you're told without knowing why is what they want. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
We're back on Counterthink, and I have a question for you. You know, this episode we're talking about annihilation and how the powers that be are trying to turn humanity into a suicide cult to rip itself apart. And I ask you, who controls your emotions? Do you feel a sense of rising hatred? Do you feel a sense of rising disgust? Are you so angry with these deranged leftists and how they want to overrun the country and how they want to destroy Western civilization and destroy the rule of law? Do you find yourself feeling so angry that, let's say theoretically, that you feel the urge to shoot these people? Because if you do, I want you to understand that that is being manipulated in you. That's being engineered. They want the hatred to rise up. The globalists, they want black people to hate white people. They want the transgender people to hate the straight people. They want the Muslims to hate the Christians and the Christians to hate the Muslims and the white people to hate the brown people, I suppose, and everything else. It's all about pitting different groups against each other. And from that hatred and that chaos and that violence, then the globalists claim power. Power over all of us by claiming to represent the victims. And who are the victims? It's everybody. Because the same globalists have turned people into victims by turning on the hatred and turning people against other people. Instead of talking to us about what we have in common and how we're all human. Well, I'm not even sure that's true anymore, but maybe I'll get back to that. Let's say we all have the potential to be human. And those of us who are human, those of us who haven't been taken over by actual evil infestations, we share the same common dreams, you know, regardless of the color of our skin, let's say. We want to be free. We want to live under liberty. We want to be able to speak our minds without being censored. We want to be able to pursue a business idea without being taxed to death. We want to be able to defend our families without having our guns confiscated by people like Swalwell and other tyrants who want to take the guns away from everybody like Bernie Sanders. So really, we share so many common dreams. And genetically, we are 99%+ identical, all of us. And yet through this programming of the media and disinformation and selective censorship and the hate media, which is what the left-wing media has become. You know, we call them fake news media, but now I think we should just call them hate media. Hatred against white people, hatred against Christians, hatred against Trump supporters, hatred against gun owners, and so on. You know, Saturday Night Live just pushes hatred against Texans and Southerners and, you know, anyone who's white or straight, let's say. They're just hate media. That's all they do is push hatred. Because of them, they have people now literally wanting to kill other people all across this country. And you see this in the Antifa videos. You see this in the mainstream TV shows now. You see it very strongly in online social media. Remember the hatred that came out on the left when Trump won the election and you had Kathy Griffin holding up that decapitated, bloodied head of President Trump? And she thought that was awesome. She thought that was a great statement. And believe me, people like Cher and Michael Moore and others, they have the same kind of hatred and desire to kill, because that is what has been evoked in them. And leftists are very easy for the globalists to control emotionally. Leftists, because they lack rationality and they lack logic and reason, they can be trained like dogs to have a Pavlovian response to the right stimuli, which the media pushes, the hate media, remember? Rachel Maddow's job, for example, is to push hatred and cause violence. And if you criticize anybody on the left, like Ilhan Omar, they claim, no, that's violence. They say that criticizing them is violence, but when they want to kill you, and they openly talk about murdering you, they say that's not violence. That's just their self-defense against Nazis. And this is all being programmed. This is all a script. And the human beings are the robots. And this is what I need you to understand. because I'm not even sure how many more Counterthink episodes I'm going to be able to record and broadcast. I don't know. The number is, it's a very small, limited number of how many more episodes I can do, probably before things fall apart, before we are in a violent civil war. And believe me, the gun owners of America do not want to have to shoot radical leftists who are attacking them and trying to kill them. They do not want to have to do that, but they will if it's the last resort. And it would be a sad day in America for the patriotic pro-Trump gun owners to have to shoot a bunch of attacking, deranged, zombie-like human puppets who have been whipped into a deranged, violent frenzy trying to overthrow the president or trying to kill Christians or trying to kill white people based on the color of their skin. Gun owners don't want to have to pull out those pistols and rifles and take those shots. They don't want to do it, but they will if it comes to that as the last resort. And that's my warning to all America today, is that this hatred is being, it's being whipped up, it's being synthesized in the dark hearts of radical leftists. They are being turned. I mean, it's almost like a supervillain from one of the old Batman shows where they could broadcast a frequency across the city and they could turn everybody into a raging, violent zombie. Remember the old Batman shows? Or even just the movies from the 1990s? There was always a supervillain, you know, and the supervillain could like drip something into the water supply and turn everybody into a lunatic. Or the supervillain could release a gas across the city, you know, and have everybody hypnotized into something. Or they had like an actual, you know, 5G cell tower broadcasting hate frequencies. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's not fiction. That this is happening. Except that the broadcast is on CNN. The broadcast is MSNBC. The broadcast is Twitter, which, of course, openly allows extreme hate speech and violence as long as it's, you know, put on there by a leftist. But if you dare say, hey, maybe it's wrong to kill babies, or you quote Mother Teresa, who says abortion is an attack on women, then you are banned because you're not allowed to protect babies. You will be silenced. The hate must continue to be pushed by Twitter and the tech giants, their CEOs, their lying, criminal-minded CEOs, Pinchar, what's his name, Sundar, whatever, Pinchai, the Google guy. What a crook these people are. And Zuckerberg at Facebook, and Dorsey at Twitter, psychological villains, criminal masterminds like Jeff Bezos, actually looks like Dr. Evil. We're talking supervillains here, folks, except it's not a Batman comic book, or what do they say, graphic novel. This is real life, and it's happening right now, and you are seeing the results. And if you don't believe me, if you don't believe that the radical left has been whipped into an irrational, robot zombie-like frenzy, put on a Make America Great Again hat and go walk through your favorite liberal city and wait to get punched or stabbed or screamed at because these radical leftists are insane. I'm here to tell you it's programming. And they are not fully qualified humans anymore. They're not real people anymore in the sense that they don't have, like, their consciousness is not in control anymore. They are being programmed. They are what we call programmable life forms, or PLFs. Leftists are essentially PLFs, and they've been programmed with this intense hatred. And the point of the program is to cause humanity to destroy itself, at least here in the United States, to cause a civil war, cause mass chaos, unleash mass violence, from which the globalists can then invade America, take over America, and they can then establish their authoritarian regime and rule over America from that day forward. It's all about causing chaos and causing violence and then profiting from the violence. And if you initiate violence because you feel hatred, then you are actually playing right into their hands. And I warn you, do not be their puppet. Much more straight ahead here on Counterthink.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Continuing here on Counterthink with Mike Adams, thank you for watching or listening. Now we're going to dive even deeper into this global conspiracy, which I'm calling the annihilation agenda. This is the agenda to whip up hatred and violence among humans, to turn human beings into the puppets of globalists and turn human beings against each other in order to create the mass violence that will ultimately wipe out humankind, or most of humankind. Remember, the globalists, they openly talk about how they wish to achieve mass depopulation. They want to murder about 6 billion people on the planet. In order to do this, though, they can't just order their armies to murder 6 billion people. You know, there would be resistance. They can't just launch an attack, a nuclear attack on multiple cities, because they would ruin the ecosystem of the planet for centuries. You know, the people who plan to survive all of this, they want to have a planet left for them to rule. They just don't want you on it, you understand? So they can't nuke all the cities. They can't unleash any kind of a horrific ecological weapon. They can't even release biological weapons without risking death to themselves as well, unless they have a secret vaccine that actually works or something, which they probably don't have. So the best way they figured is to get humanity to destroy itself from within. And this is what you are witnessing. And this is the whole purpose of the media. And this is the purpose of the pharmacological effects, the mind-altering psychotropic drugs, the pesticides that cause brain malfunctions, and so on. But what if there's actually more to this? I mentioned the supervillains in Batman as a fictional example in the previous segment here, talking about in some of the old Batman shows, there'd be a supervillain that would broadcast a frequency to control the minds of the population in the city, in Gotham. What if that's not fiction anymore? Have you heard these reports about these mysterious hums all around the planet that no one can figure out where they're coming from, what their purpose is, or how to stop them? Have you heard about the strange noises in the sky? There are some, you know, YouTube videos that are compiling the strange things that are happening all around the world. Trumpets in the sky, almost like something right out of the book of Revelation. You know, weird humming noises and booms, weird explosion-type sounds. And then mass die-offs of insects as well, and sometimes birds and sometimes amphibians and ocean life, and fish and whales and so on. A lot of strange things happening. But you notice that there is technology to broadcast actual voices into people's heads. We've even covered this on naturalnews.com and other websites. It's a technology that literally makes you hear a soundtrack inside your head, but it's broadcast to you from a distance. This is well-known technology now. It's not a conspiracy theory. This actually exists. You can read the science papers on it. It's a specific, you know, it's a way to mimic aural artifacts inside your head where you think you're hearing that, and that can be broadcast at you. What if the booms and the hums and all the weird things that have been happening in the sky and under the ground and all these weird effects, what if these are prototypes or tests or other complementary technologies that would help the 5G towers be more successful in whipping up anger? What if emotional states could be controlled by electromagnetic energy? And I'm here to tell you that that's not fiction. You can read the science papers if you dare to search for them. Electromagnetic frequencies can be broadcast at people or groups of people to alter emotional states. They can create a sense of calm at a certain frequency, a frequency that's associated with Baroque music, by the way. This is sort of called the genius frequency. And it puts your mind into a state of creativity and self-awareness. And that's a frequency that you find in nature and in certain types of music that you may find relaxing. And this is well known. Again, there's a lot of research on this. But there are other frequencies that can evoke extreme anger and stress and fear. Now, there's a theory that these are the frequencies that are being broadcast right now, and that the rush to install the 5G cell towers is all based on this idea that they are a dual-purpose weapon system, that they can, yes, function as a telecommunications system. They do work as bandwidth, right? They can communicate with devices and carry bits and bytes and so on. We know that. But there's a secondary purpose. The rush to install these in every city across America and around the world seems to be an irrational rush. It's like they're desperate to do it. And these 5G systems can alter their frequencies. That's how they use multiple frequencies to engage in 5G communications. And they can also aim their electromagnetic beams in specific directions in any 3D vector. So they, instead of broadcasting everywhere all at once, they actually broadcast almost point to point. They can aim a specific frequency at a certain person. Now, what this means is theoretically they could beam like a hate signal to one person, and they could beam a fear signal to someone else. Again, this is not science fiction. This technology exists right now. And I believe that this may be the primary purpose of the 5G cell tower rollout, is to establish an emotional control weapon of mass destruction that is in every city in America. And then at the flip of a switch, they can turn on mass fear. So they would do this if, let's say, if Trump wins the 2020 election, right? They would flip on the fear switch, and then every person living in every city all across America that has 5G in it would be exposed to sweeping beams. Imagine like invisible lighthouses sweeping the entire city in a 360 circle. Again and again, sweeping them with fear vibrations. I mean, electromagnetic fear. Emotional states can be controlled by electromagnetic frequencies. And then if a Democrat wins the election, they could broadcast the calm frequency. Everybody be calm. A Democrat won. It's going to be great. Or they could have the hatred frequency. You see, we're talking about actual control over emotional states. And we're talking about this being used by the globalists to fulfill their goal, which is to get everybody to kill each other. And again, as I mentioned at the end of the last segment, you need to have the presence of mind, and all of us do, to realize that if you feel a rising sense of hatred or anger or violence, you might be being controlled by a broadcast frequency. If you feel fear for no reason, you can't explain where it came from, it could be that you're being controlled. Stay with us here on Counterthink. Much more straight ahead.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
The annihilation agenda is not science fiction. This is how the globalists plan to take over the world, but their world doesn't need you. They've got robotic automation systems coming online. They've got, well, think about it. Every government of the world wants to continue to exist. It's like a parasite that is interested in its own survival. But governments are all going broke now because they owe too much to people in terms of pensions and entitlements and Medicare and Medicaid. Every government will go broke if they don't find a way to kill 90% of the population. You can do the math on this. It's not difficult to figure it out. If you want to look at where this is all headed, just take a look at the fiscal reality of Illinois, or the city of Chicago, for that matter, or New Jersey or New York. But the city of Chicago owes so much money to its pension holders, retirees, that eventually the city is going to have to funnel 60% of its revenues just to pay retirees the benefits that they believe they are owed. 60%. Well, that's bankruptcy for any city. A similar situation exists all across the country. And with the government making more promises everywhere, all around the world, more promises, more free health care, more retirement benefits, you know, more free housing. All the socialists just want to have more and more handouts. Eventually, even they get to a point where they tell each other, oh, they're going to have to basically mass murder billions of people because they've made too many promises. They can't keep up with it anymore. They can't pay out everything that's owed, and they certainly can't have the population waking up and realizing they were lied to and then rising up and overthrowing the government. So genocide becomes the government's survival strategy. Every government. This is why every government eventually commits mass murder. This is why democide is a word. Democide. University of Hawaii, 262 million people, a quarter of a billion people, have been murdered by governments over the last, I think it's 150 years. And a lot of that took place when the world wasn't nearly as populated as it is today. Governments eventually always become genocidal. Just like every currency eventually fails, if it's a fiat currency, if it's not, you know, grounded in gold or something real, every currency eventually fails. Every government eventually wants to murder its own citizens. It is a fact of life, a fact of history. If you don't yet understand that, you know, you're kidding yourself. Eventually, the government wants to murder you. And right now, we're talking about global government and how they want to murder the global citizens. And they tell themselves, by the way, that they're going to save the planet. This is how they're going to save the planet. Just by getting rid of you. And people like you, they're going to get rid of the people who think for themselves. They're going to selectively terminate those who are dissenters. The only people they want living are basically elitists like themselves and a few obedient workers, as George Carlin once explained. Obedient workers. Just enough people to run the machines, to fix the robots, to write the program code. So the robot servants and terminators will exterminate the dissenters. That's what it really comes down to. So let's talk about defenses. Let's talk about defenses first, your emotional defense. How do you not be manipulated by the electromagnetic emotional manipulations that are broadcast by weaponized cell towers? Well, the answer is you have to get out of the range. You have to leave the cities. You have to leave the population areas. And as you do so, your exposure to all kinds of electromagnetic frequencies will be vastly reduced. And then if you spend time walking in nature, your sense of spirit, consciousness, and awareness will come back. Your sense of divinity will come back. If you've been numbed and blinded and emotionally controlled by everything that's happening in the cities, you get out of the cities, you will experience a difference that is so profound that you won't even want to go back into the city. You ever notice you go into the city, you feel a sense of apprehension, perhaps stress, perhaps fear, perhaps frustration. It's not just the traffic, people. It's not just the pollution. There is energy, electromagnetic energy. It's being broadcast in, you know, electromagnetic fields. It's physics. And these fields impact your body. That's why cell towers cause brain cancer, too. They have harmful effects, but they have other subcritical effects, you might say, that aren't damaging your tissue, but rather altering things like your blood pressure, your heart rate, and the neurological condition of your brain, which can have a very powerful impact on your moods. If you combine that control system with the fake news information, the fake media, CNN and so on, then that's when you get a real cocktail that can explode and cause civil war across society. But you can escape it right now just by putting miles between you and those broadcast centers. Get out of the cities. And it can save your life. It can save your mind. It can save your soul, actually. Get out of the cities while you still can. The next thing that you can do is start to perceive what's happening in the media through the awareness lens of understanding that it's ultimately all about mass genocide. Once you become honest with yourself about the real plan in the world, which is to really exterminate or annihilate most of humankind, suddenly everything that you see in the news starts to make sense. You wonder, why do the Democrats love to murder babies? Because they want to annihilate humans. You wonder, why are they always pushing violence on the mainstream media, violence against Christians and white people in particular? Well, because they plan to unleash mass murder. They want to whip up people into a frenzy, a zombie-like apocalypse attack, complete with mass murder and genocidal agendas, all based on, you know, destroying humanity so they can take control. The globalists can take control. Why are they spraying the food supply with toxic chemicals that cause brain damage? Because they want brain damage. Why are they dripping fluoride into the water supply? Because they want brain damage. Fluoride damages neurology. Fluoride lowers IQs. Fluoride interferes with normal neurological function. And why are they engaged in geoengineering? Similar reasons. Why do they want to pollute the atmosphere and collapse the food supply? Because they want mass starvation. They want mass disease. Why does Ocasio-Cortez say that she wants to end all combustion engines and all air travel, which would collapse the entire food supply system? It would collapse agriculture, food harvesting, food planting, logistics, deliveries to grocery stores, food processing, and everything else you can imagine. We're talking mass starvation, turning America into a North Korean winter. You know, in North Korea, sometimes they'll have 300,000 people starve in one winter. And that's just the way it is in North Korea. Ocasio-Cortez wants to recreate that scenario here in America. Why? Because it's about annihilation. Stop kidding yourself. Stop thinking that there's anybody with power that wants to save humanity. Stop thinking that the drug companies want to save you from disease. No, they don't. They profit from disease. Stop thinking the cancer industry wants to save you from cancer. No, they don't. They profit from cancer. Stop thinking that the tech giants want to make your life more convenient. No, they don't. They want to eliminate you and replace you with robots, and Terminators in particular. Stop thinking that the globalists need you to prosper so you will vote for them. They don't need you, and they don't need your vote. They don't need your money. They don't need your taxes. Nothing. They need you to die because they can create all the money they need. They've got the robots coming online. They don't want you taken away from their perceived utopian future where they and their robot servants rule the world, a world that is largely depopulated. That's their vision, and you're not in it. Well, the conclusion here when we return on Counterthink. Stay with us. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, the biggest conclusion in all of this is you're going to have to face the reality here. There is a massive purge of humanity coming. You can't stop it, and I can't stop it either. At most, we can hope to survive it. Now, understand the globalists aren't trying to kill every last living person on the planet. They're trying to kill about 90% of the current human population. And they especially want to kill Africans. And they want to kill people in Central and South America. This is why they always run their medical experiments on Guatemalans, for example. This is why they've run the Ebola experiments and the experimental releases of Ebola in Africa. I mean, they want to kill hundreds of millions of people in places like India. And even in China as well. The globalists have a specific plan. And they see people who are on entitlements as what they call useless eaters. They don't need useless eaters anymore. In fact, they see useless eaters as bringing down the system. And so when you look at the globalists and what kinds of technologies that they are developing and funding, it almost all has to do with depopulation. You need to realize this is happening. Maybe you do already. I don't mean to keep hammering that point. Maybe you get it. You know, you see Bill Gates funding infertility technology to make men sterile, GMO mosquitoes to inject you with vaccines without your consent. You know that vaccines cause spontaneous abortions. You've seen the covert castration chemicals and abortion chemicals in vaccines given to African women of childbearing age. Maybe you've seen my report about Richard Nixon's science advisor back in 1971 proposed putting infertility chemicals in the food supply that we export to Africa. That was covered in the New York Times in the 1970s. It's like, this has been going on for a while, folks. This isn't some new evil villain plot. This is what the globalists have thought for a long time. And then along came Paul Ehrlich in, I think, the late 1970s, maybe it was the early 1980s. Paul Ehrlich, he said, humanity will destroy itself if the population is allowed to continue to expand. And he's been very convincing to a lot of people. A lot of people with power. And they learned, the globalists, they learned from World War II that if you try to kill everybody with guns and you try to force them into railroad cars and gas chambers and everything, people are going to resist. And it's difficult for globalists to pull that off. Not everybody will follow orders. And a lot of people have their own guns now. They will resist. But how brilliant it would be to get people to kill each other. And so that's their plan now, to get people to kill each other. So you, your goal, if you want to be the 1 in 10, let's say, that survives all of this, you need to, number one, recognize it's coming, and then secondly, have a plan to survive it. You need to plan for essentially what is a zombie apocalypse. And by zombie, I don't mean undead creatures, you know, with their guts hanging out. I'm talking about emotional zombies, people who have been manipulated and controlled by an engineered system, a weapon system, to control their emotions and then eventually unleash them on you. See, the globalists don't care who's getting killed as long as it achieves a certain number. 6 billion people have to be killed, and it's got to be global for them to achieve their goal. So they're going to unleash this worldwide. And I think that's why some of these frequencies that people are detecting and recording are like global hums and global frequencies. Experiments that are being done all around the world in different countries, including even in Russia and places like that, because this is a global effort to annihilate humanity. That, remember, that's the theme of today's broadcast, is annihilation. The silver lining to all of this is that you can survive it. And in fact, I think there's an element of the globalists who are, at least in their minds, they are unleashing natural selection and Darwinism. And they want, again, this is in their minds, they want to weed out the weakest humans. And there's actually some acceptance of those who can survive, who are adaptable, who, again, have this Darwinism, natural selection ability to survive through all of that. And they will be the ones who are, you know, remaining in the world. It'll be 1 out of every 10 people, you know, compared to today's population. So the silver lining is, how difficult is it to be in the top 10% of the survivors of the world? And the answer is, honestly, it's not that difficult. You know, like 90 out of 100 people these days are complete morons who will die almost instantly. They have no skills. They have no ability to survive on their own. So all you have to do is out-survive 9 out of 10 people, which frankly should not be that difficult. But if you get caught in a city and you've got those 9 out of 10 people coming at you and coming for you, then the ability to defend yourself against them, you know, you can't fight off a mob of machete-wielding zombie libtards who have been, you know, pushed into a state of irrational fear by Rachel Maddow, plus some broadcasting frequencies and some chemical exposure and things like that. You can't deal with them all. Even if you have 30-round magazines, how many magazines do you have? You're going to have to get out. You're going to have to survive away from the population centers. When the killing begins, when the real annihilation of humanity begins, I don't think it's not going to be a very long duration. I think that 90% of the human population globally could be killed off by the globalists in less than 1 year. Wouldn't even be difficult for them to do it. They could just turn off the power grid everywhere and call it a giant cyber attack or call it an EMP attack. Or as, who is it, Stephen Greer, I think, is his name. He talks about a cosmic false flag where he says the governments of the world are going to fake, this is his explanation, they're going to fake like an alien invasion. But it's a false flag. It's actually globalists who are attacking humanity. I mean, there are many different theories for how this might be accomplished, for how it might unfold. The point is, it won't take that long, because humanity has become weak. Humanity has become now populated by people who are incredibly stupid globally. The average IQ around the world now is 82. So that 82, that's an IQ of someone who can barely make a sandwich. The globalists want to eliminate the lowest 90% of the IQs, and this is their plan to do it. So you can, if you go along with their manipulations and you end up, you know, full of hatred and violence and you go out in the streets and you try to kill people and you get killed, then you are eliminating yourself from the human gene pool from the point of view of the globalists. They figure that people like you are too stupid to exist. If you are smart enough to avoid all of this and let all the other insane people kill each other as the globalists roll out this plan, and you survive, then you are actually, from the point of view of the globalists, you are actually qualifying yourself to exist as part of the future of the human race. Remember, the globalists are all Darwinists. This goes back to not just the Third Reich, but remember the Third Reich's eugenics programs came out of the United States of America. That's where it actually originated. Eugenics has been part of the Western culture, globalist society narrative for a very long time. Now, they're simply planning a global natural selection event. That's the way they see it. And I'm not making moral statements right now about what they're doing. I'm just telling you the way that they are thinking about it. The way they see it is that humans have to sort themselves out. The stupid people will be killed off by these agendas, and the adaptable people will survive. Again, it's going to be 1 in 10. So I ask you today, are you among 1 in 10? Or are you part of the 90% that will be culled by the globalists? Well, I hope you're in the top 1%. You probably are, if you're listening to this. You're more aware than 99 out of 100 people, for sure. So take the steps that you need to survive what's coming, and you can be among the survivors, even as the globalist plot to destroy humanity unfolds. This is what's coming. It's biblical. Yeah, it's end time stuff. It's Book of Revelation stuff. It's tribulation. A lot of different ways to interpret it, but it's coming, and they're about to trigger it. So I'll keep broadcasting as long as I can, but I think the number of episodes is going to be very limited from here forward. Catch the episodes you've missed at counterthink.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you. God bless America. And I pray for your safety as all of this unfolds. Take care.